Federal court rulings supporting the National Park Service regulation of state-owned waters and parks are being appealed. A recent ruling turned down Anchorage moose hunter John Sturgeon's challenge of a Park Service ban on hovercraft on the Nation River inside Yukon Charley National Preserve. Sturgeon's attorney, Matt Findley, says a second appeal filed Friday contends last month's decision misinterprets restrictions on Park Service authority outlined in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA.
It's supposed to be a restriction on government authority, not a roadmap how to evade it.
The same argument is at the heart of an appeal filed by Central resident Jim Wild in a criminal case. Earlier this month, a federal judge upheld Wild's conviction of misdemeanor offenses for resisting National Park Service rangers who pulled him over for a boat inspection on the Yukon River inside the Yukon Charley Preserve in 2010. Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg, filed an appeal of the ruling Monday and has also requested that the Wild and Sturgeon cases be joined together for consideration by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
There was really no distinction between the decision in Sturgeon and the decision in Wild. The decisions were essentially on the same basic issues. The application of ANILCA, the application of the Katie John decisions, the Babbitt, if you will, decision.
Decisions in the Wild and Sturgeon cases have repeatedly supported the Park Service, finding room in legal language for the agency to carry out its mandated mission to protect park resources, including on state waters where they pass through parks and preserves created by the 1980 ANILCA legislation. The state has been involved in both the Sturgeon and Wild cases. Senior Assistant Attorney General in the Natural Resources Section, Ann Nelson, says the state has filed its own appeal in the latest Sturgeon case and is considering amicus status in the second Wild appeal.